I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There are talks in Europe on crises in Ukraine and Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Seven foreign ministers. A meeting on the resort island of Capri. Soaring tensions in the Mideast and Russia's continuing war in Ukraine are topping the agenda of the three-day meeting that starts late Wednesday. The G7 leaders are expected to issue a united call for Israel to exercise restraint after Iran's unprecedented weekend attack. Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani says he had spoken to his Israeli counterpart, Israel Katz, on Tuesday and has urged Israel to not only de-escalate any reaction to Iran's attack, but to not go ahead with a planned offensive into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Under Secretary General Rosemary DiCarlo told the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday, conflict and climate change are among the greatest threats to youth in the Mediterranean region. DiCarlo told the council that across the globe, roughly 25% of young people are affected by violence or armed conflict, but in Gaza,
70% of the population in Gaza is under 30. Almost all have been exposed to unprecedented levels of trauma, violence, disease, and food insecurity.
DiCarlo also pointed out the effects of climate change on youth in the region, saying it's particularly vulnerable with temperatures rising at a rate 20% faster than the global average. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen called it inexcusable Wednesday that Republican policymakers in the House of Representatives have delayed aid for Ukraine. Speaking after a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal in Washington, Yellen stressed U.S. assistance is more critical than ever. This is VOA News. U.S. officials said on Wednesday the United States is to snap back sanctions on Venezuela's crucial oil industry after President Nicolas Maduro's government continued its quote-unquote repression of opponents. Senior administration officials said Caracas had fallen short on key areas ahead of an April 18th deadline set by Washington for progress after Maduro's opponents were not allowed to run against him in upcoming elections. In the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, some parents are finding it hard to get vaccines for their children. Healthcare providers report that vaccines have been in short supply for several months, leaving thousands of children unvaccinated. Zanim Nedi Zadi reports from Goma.
In the town of Butembo, vaccination programs have come to a stop. The head nurse of the Makasi Health Area, Kambale Wangahikia, confirms they are missing several vaccines, such as the one that fights pneumonia and helps children fight coughs. According to officials from the Beni Health Zone, which oversees dozens of hospitals in the region, over 1,000 children are waiting to be vaccinated in several towns in the Beni and Butembo region. Zanem Nechizaidi, VOA News, Goma, in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Brazil is bracing for what may be its worst ever coral bleaching event as extremely warm waters damage reefs in the country's largest marine reserve. Reuters correspondent Emma Jale has more.
Sea temperatures have smashed records in the last year as climate change intensifies the El Niño phenomenon that normally warms the globe every 6 or 7 years. The world's corals are now suffering a fourth mass bleaching event in 3 decades. Some had hoped Brazil's reefs would be spared as they were during previous events. But huge swaths of corals have turned bone white along Brazil's vast Atlantic coastline, and the issue is threatening the region's tourism and fishing revenues.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jale. The World Bank has significantly scaled up its ambition to connect Africans to the electricity grid by 2030 from 100 million to more than 250 million, the bank's president said Wednesday. The development lender has estimated that around 600 million people in Africa do not currently have access to affordable, reliable electricity, a key factor hampering job creation and economic development of the African continent. To connect as many people to the energy grid by 2030, $30 billion of public sector investment will be needed, the World Bank said in a statement. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.